Cambodians have bid an emotional farewell to their former monarch, King Norodom Sihanouk. While he died in October at the age of 89, his body was kept in state at the Royal Palace in Phnom Penh for 3 months before final ceremonies over the weekend and a cremation on Monday. Sihanouk was a larger-than-life personality who dominated Cambodian politics for decades through a very turbulent part of the country's history. While historians see him as a somewhat controversial figure, he was fiercely loved by his people, as Kyle James found out in the Cambodian capital.
On February 1st, the streets around the Royal Palace in Phnom Penh were packed with mourners wearing white. Hundreds of thousands had gathered, many coming from the provinces, to see the final procession of the King Father, Norodom Sihanouk. His sarcophagus was driven on a golden float around the capital's central district, a final voyage from the palace to the square where he was to be cremated. Student groups and military regiments walked in front of the richly decorated float, which glittered in the bright sun. Many carried lotus flowers. Mourners clasped their hands together in the traditional Buddhist sign of respect, bowing their heads as the king's body passed. Many mourners had tears in their eyes. Some were overcome with emotion. The procession was the start of the final commemorations in honor of the nation's beloved king. Many Cambodians, even those too young to have experienced his actual rule, consider him a father figure. He's seen as a man who shepherded Cambodia through its transition from a rural Asian backwater under French control to an independent nation with a rapidly developing economy. Ban Chanti is an 18-year-old high school student who was paying his respects with a group of friends.
I know I was young when he was a king, but, you know, from my grandmother, from my mother, from my parents, they told me about him a lot and about the video of him that he made everything for Cambodia, and we know what he do is also right for Cambodia. He made Cambodia to be developed, to be independent.
Sihanouk came to power in 1941 when he was 19. Cambodia's French governors thought he'd be a pliable figure, but the young king proved an unpredictable and often canny political operator. He led the country to independence in 1953, and for much of the almost two decades that followed, he was the dominant figure during what is today considered the country's golden age. While he loved political maneuvering, he was also a devotee of the arts and music. He composed and even performed songs like this one, called Love Without Hope. The cinema was another great passion, and he wrote, directed, and acted in many films. He was often described as a playboy, reportedly fathering 14 children in just over a decade with several women. But it's his political dealings which have cast a bigger shadow over his life, at least to outside observers. Toward the end of the 60s, his regime was marked by a period of political repression, and he was overthrown in a coup in 1970. Sihanouk's alliances shifted along with the geopolitical tides, sometimes with tragic results. In the 1970s, he allied himself with the Khmer Rouge insurrection, which some say was key to their eventually taking power. However, he found himself a Khmer Rouge prisoner for several years. He lost several members of his own family, and up to 2 million Cambodians died under that radical regime. Despite the failures of judgment, Sihanouk remained a popular figure, and the nation went into intense mourning after his death on October 15th in Beijing, where he often got medical treatment. Farmer Hiang Chung saved for months to make the trip from her home near the Vietnamese border to pay her respects in Phnom Penh. She has a nostalgic view of the former monarch.
Sihanouk achieved many things for me and for the country. In the past, I could see hospitals that he had opened and which provided services for free. He gave us so much, gave very nice gifts to the people. And during his time, the whole country never experienced conflict, was at peace. Everyone enjoyed their lives, and Cambodia was happy.
Others remembered his common touch. Sihanouk liked the trappings of royal life, but he could get his hands dirty as well. 65-year-old Sai Pa slept outside the royal palace in the days before the cremation.
I remember when I was 12 years old. The king came to our province in his helicopter and dropped clothes for us villagers. And once he came to help us construct an irrigation canal. He helped us dig out the canal, and I worked with him. He was a humble man and talked and joked with the people.
On Monday, Sihanouk was cremated in a public ceremony in a specially built structure near the palace. Several foreign leaders, including the French and Thai prime ministers, were there. Then some of his ashes were scattered in the river running alongside Phnom Penh. The rest will be kept in the palace.
A country or a nation that is really strong remains strong even after its leaders passed away.
That's Sim Soya. He heads the Khmer Institute of Democracy. Some have called Sihanouk the last of his kind and have said the monarchy is now less powerful. His son, Sihamoni, who ascended the throne when Sihanouk stepped down in 2004, is much less politically engaged than his father. Still, Sim Soya says Cambodia will always have a king.
Leaders go, but institution stays. That is what makes an institution or a nation strong. So, our great king has passed away, but I believe if everyone thinks the king is the great king, the great institution will remain.
However, some might argue that Cambodia still does have a powerful king, but he's just not on a throne. Prime Minister Hun Sen has controlled the country for 28 years, and he said he won't step down until he's 90. That's 30 years from now. If there's any kind of old-style kingly power being exercised these days in Cambodia, Hun Sen is the one doing it. Kyle James, DW, Phnom Penh, Cambodia.